Aloha, everyone. It is Pili Urusi today, and I have huge news. The Multifamily Live podcast is back, and we just announced the dates for our Multifamily Live 2024. We've been holding this massive event for the last 3 years, and I'm talking massive three-day event to help people make the leap into multifamily real estate investing and to give current multifamily investors the chance to plug into new market insights, to new strategies, networking opportunities, and so much more. This year, though, Multifamily Live is going to be a little different. It is going to be focused on generational wealth with major emphasis on acquisitions and finding the right properties for long-term equity growth and massive passive income. And three, this year is going to be totally virtual, which means no travel time, no hotel expenses, no extra days off of work, easy access to participate in the full experience without leaving your home. This year, Multifamily Live is happening May 9th through the 11th. And the price to attend the event is going to eventually be $500 or more. It's worth it. But if you jump in now, right now we're giving our podcast listeners an early bird access for just $197. So jump in now, come be a part of Multifamily Live, and I'll see you in the next episode. Aloha. Aloha, everyone, and welcome back to Multifamily Live, where we talk real estate, mostly multifamily real estate, but we'll dig into it, and mindset, and all things awesomeness. So today we are going to talk about active versus passive investing. So I want to start off with one quote because I think it'll help us today. The quote goes as such: everyone wants to be rich, except for that moment when your alarm goes off at 5 a.m. So this is not a debate on whether or not you got to wake up early, although I am on that side of the debate. And it just means you got to get up and get it done, regardless if you're on the active side or the passive side. So let's get back to the juice of what we're talking about today. So active investing is the act of being active in the real estate investment. So if you are a house flipper, you are an active investor. If you are a private money lender that is giving your hard-earned cash to invest in that real estate investment, you are a passive investor. So let's take it to the multifamily side. If you are a general partner, if you are raising capital, if you are doing due diligence, if you are doing acquisitions, if you are managing an asset, if you are property managing, you are on the active side of that multifamily acquisition, whether it was a JV deal, whether it was a syndication, whether you're part of a fund, it doesn't matter where the money comes from or how you funded it. If you are actively a part of that deal, then you are an active investor. The passive side, the limited partners, you come in and you work with the sponsors of the deal, the general partners of the deal, the key principals, to fund the deal. Once you put your capital into the deal, after you've done your own due diligence, after you've looked at your sponsors, after you know that you are going to keep up with the deal via emails from the sponsors, via all of that, that is basically all of your work for that investment. That is a passive investment. So let's take another jump at it. Small rentals. So if you are acquiring the rental, managing the rental, keeping track of the rental, making sure the tenants are happy, even if you have a property management team, that means you are still managing the asset, and that means you are still an active investor. You are not passively investing. You can passively invest into your own investment, like Jason and I do with large multifamily. But if you are a small either short-term rentals, small multifamily, duplexes, triplexes, whatever it is, if you are actively involved in that real estate investment, then you are an active investor. Again, if you are supplying the capital, and that's all, maybe due diligence because you want to make sure it's a sound investment, then you are a passive investor. So active investing incorporates anything that you do that is active within the property or the type of real estate, whatever type of real estate it is. The passive investing is the bringing in of capital, and where the passive investing is the true mailbox money. That is putting your capital in and getting a return for that capital. So I hope this clears up a little bit. If you have any questions, please drop that into the comments below. Reach out to us. We'll leave all the information down there. Let me know how we can help you better. And throughout this series, we're going to drop a little bit more and a little bit more. And keep on watching. Keep on watching to get more information on how to invest in real estate, particularly large multifamily. And also how this ties up with the quote that I told you in the beginning of this podcast. So everyone wants to be rich, except when that alarm clock goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning. Regardless of which part of investing you jump into, and you can actually jump into both. We didn't even go into that. For Jason and I, we actually passively invest in our own investments, and we passively invest in other types of investments, and yet we are still actively doing the work for our real estate investments. But back to the quote. No matter what, get up and do it. If real estate investing is something that you want to do, whether or not you have the capital to invest, if you have the capital to invest, your next step is to go and search out those sponsors, those people within the multifamily space, within the real estate space that you can get to know, so you can know, like, and trust them to handle your capital. Another good way to do this, again, if you are on the passive side, is to talk. And we talked about this in the other two episodes. If you didn't listen to them, please go back. Listen to the last two episodes. Get your money straight. Talk to your financial advisor. If you don't have one, find one. Banks are awesome. Just go to your local bank and say, hey, I am looking to become more financially savvy. And chances are they'll have someone on staff that will want to talk with you. And talk to your CPA. Now, not all CPAs and not all financial advisors are real estate savvy, but that's what YouTube is for. That is what your telephone is for. That is what email is for. Get to know people, network within the industry, and talk to other investors that have invested with that individual that you're thinking about investing with. Again, I hope this helps. Get it done. Take some action. Don't hit that metaphorical snooze button, because you do not want to snooze on this. You can do this. Get it done. Aloha.